and I'm delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Brett Wilkinson and Brad Skeets. Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, good.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Good.
Right. So, for the people that don't know, let's tell them who you are. So, Brett, you are a world sidecar cross racing legend. Let's put the word legend in there, yeah?
Yeah, you could say that, but not, well, I want to win a world title, and then I'll be a legend, yeah.
Wow, you're on your way, mate, you're on your way. You won the British one, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I won that a few years ago.
So there you go, you're a legend in England.
Yeah.
And coming soon, you're going to be a legend in the world as well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's talk about how you got into it, because obviously, I've seen people riding dirt bikes and various other bits and pieces like that. How did you go from riding something and sticking the sidecar on the side of it and thinking that was a good idea?
I started when I was 3 years old, just on a little 50 with my dad. This motocross family, really. And, started at three and then rode solos until I was 16. And then when I was 16, then I wanted to make the move to a sidecar.
What made you do that? What made you want to get involved with the sidecar stuff?
Oh, just my uncle and my dad were also riders in that.
Right, okay.
And I always liked the idea of it, so then I had a go at that.
So there's two loons on a bike and not just one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you haven't seen Sidecar Cross on YouTube or any other sort of Facebooks and Twitters and everything, go and have a look. Go and have a look, because this is just next level stuff. Not only watching the rider do his thing, but the guy in the sidecar who's literally, there's no seatbelt, is there?
No seatbelt at all.
No. And he's literally climbing across the bike, and then he's jumping back onto the car. He's hanging on by his legs. He's hanging on to the side and everything else. It's mad.
Yeah, it's crazy to see when you first see it. And obviously, we do big jumps as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's got to hold on for dear life.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're doing really well at the moment. You're fourth in the world championships.
Running fourth in the world at the minute. And we've had three podiums so far this year.
Yeah.
Should have been a bit more, but I've had a few troubles, but and leading the British Championship as well.
That's unreal. So obviously I mentioned that you were British champion in 2018.
Yeah.
And then, so how does that work? Do you once you're British champion, then you can go on to the world stage? How does that work?
You have to be ranked top 10 in Britain to get a chance at world championship.
And where are you ranked at the moment?
Last year I finished seventh.
Finished seventh, okay.
So yeah, yeah, once you're top 10 in England, then you can try and qualify for a world championship round. And then once you're into it, you're away then. But
and then you got fourth at the moment.
Running fourth at the minute, yeah. And hopefully try and get to third if we can by the end of the year, because not many British people have ever made top three in the world.
So. Wow. And are you close to the, because obviously it works on your points and with your finishing and everything else, no different to Grand Prix or any other racing sports. Are you far away from third at the moment?
Not really, no, not in like the scheme of things. When you get 25 points per race.
Oh, right, okay.
For a win. And we're only, I think, 30 odd points off third, so.
It's definitely doable within the next few races.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Do you feel any kind of pressure there, or is it just excitement and adrenaline? And
no, I get still get really nervous.
Do you?
Yeah, before. I get more nervous at a British Championship than a World. It's strange, just because you have the pressure of when you turn up there, everyone's expecting you to win.
Yeah.
And if you finish second, people ask, what's wrong? Do you know what I mean?
Do they really? Do they? If you finish second, they say like what went wrong, rather than celebrating finishing second.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a British thing. Isn't it? That is an absolute British thing. You've just done absolutely superb, and everyone, well, you didn't win though, did you?
That's exactly what they say.
Right. So we've mentioned that you're sitting in fourth place right now in the world, which is unbelievable. And to add even more to that, coming up very soon, we have got the British Grand Prix. How's that going to feel performing in front of that home crowd?
Yeah, I can't wait for it, to be honest. Well, I haven't rode a Grand Prix in this country for 13 years. That was my first ever Grand Prix I rode in.
Wow.
And obviously I wasn't that fast then, so I didn't qualify. But 13 years we've had to go across the water to ride every Grand Prix, so it'd be nice.
Was it Belgium?
Belgium 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
That was like, that's like basically our home GP.
Really? That's the closest one?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's nice that we've only got to drive an hour down the road and we'd be there.
Yeah, it's just up near Salisbury, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So not far to go if you want to go and watch it as well. So let's just talk a little bit about the event. You've got the British Grand Prix. That is on the 29th and the 30th of July, so right at the end of the month. If people want to go, they want to go and support, how can they do that?
So, yeah, there's different options they can do. You can go on tickettailor.com to purchase tickets, or they can buy tickets on the gate for the weekend. All weekend they can come.
And what sort of prices are people looking at?
So for the weekend pass for an adult is £45.
It's not bad.
We've kept it as cheap as we can just to get people through the gate and support the British teams, basically.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was waiting for like the 200 and 300 and what have you.
No, it's not quite on the size of MotoGP and your British Superbike sort of stuff, but it's a cheap, reasonable, brilliant weekend for the family.
So obviously we have the riding, but what other things that can people expect?
Well, just like Brett said a moment ago, 13 years it hasn't been in this country. The British teams have had to go over the water every weekend. The same week on at the event, we've got European Quad Championship as well, which is obviously massive for the UK to have that, as well as the World Championship sidecars. There's obviously rides for the kids, and that's to go on over the weekend, so it'd be good.
A real family event for those that want to go. If people can't make the actual weekend and they want to maybe still watch it on, can they watch online or TV or anything else like that?
So hopefully it'll be streamed live on FIM World Supercarcross.com. If not, they do a highlights package on WSC on Facebook, which is brilliant. It's an hour long. That's like probably the week after the event. Yeah, so and there's a lot of people that stream live at the event,
right?
That you can see on Facebook as well. So
try and get to the event, because let's face it, you know, £45 for a whole weekend's entertainment is pretty good value. But if you can't make the actual weekend, there are various different ways, hopefully, that you're going to be able to stream it online. So that's a way that people can do the actual British Grand Prix. If people want to support you directly, how can they do that? Because I'm assuming that this isn't a cheap thing to do.
No,
that's one of the hardest things about the sport, really, to get in sponsors, especially in this climate at the minute. But they can contact us on the social media, or when they're at the Grand Prix, come and see us.
What's your social media if they want to get in touch and talk to you about maybe sponsorship?
On Instagram and obviously same on Facebook, but they'll see me on there.
You've got a lovely, lovely picture of your mug on all the socials, Brett Wilkinson, so if you want to go and find him there. Like you say, you're sitting in fourth place at the moment, going into a home British Grand Prix. You know, we've literally just been talking about that extra pressure of, you know, from if you finish first, everything's fantastic and you're expected to win it. But if you finish second, everyone looks at you going, oh, why didn't you win it? But do you feel like you've really got a good chance with that extra support at home, and that's really going to give you that extra edge?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's our biggest chance, really. And riding now with Joe Millard.
We should mention Joe. Joe, sorry, Joe, for calling you a loon. I don't know, is that appropriate to call Joe a loon?
Yeah,
it is. Joe is the one who you see literally climbing all over the bike and in the sidecar and hanging out the side. And do you ever, is that, obviously, that's something you practice, right?
Yeah. You've got to be super
fit. Do you have, obviously, the courses you do are all going to be different. Is that an instinctive thing that you just pick up the day before about where you need to go into each turn and everything else?
Yeah, so on the Saturday, you'll get two practices in Saturday morning before your qualifying race. And there you learn the track, do the jumps, get everything right and suspension, everything in. And you can go and race,
I think it's absolutely amazing. It really, really does. I think the whole thing just amazed me. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I had no idea that this even existed.
That's the problem with the sport. It's not. It's just so, you know. It's the only, probably the only, sport in the country. Like Brett winning the British Championship gets no support from not just the governing body, but sport in England in general, where a lot of other sports, if you win the British Championship, you'd get funding. And sidecar cross is so sort of its own, you know, they get no help. It's very small. And like you said, if you don't know someone in the sport, you won't know about it.
Well, that's exactly what we're here to do at the end of the day. We're here to, you know, promote not only the event but yourself, especially being a local lad from just up the road at Horndean. You know, that's absolutely fantastic. So that's something why the people of Portsmouth, really, we need to get behind the people that are from the area doing well, especially not only on a national level but are doing well on the world stage, is absolutely fantastic. Because I was having a look, there's riders from all over Europe doing this as well, isn't there?
Yeah, they're all over the world, but they've got a big series as well in Australia now as well.
Oh, okay.
I have been asked to go there and ride this summer, but it clashes with the Grand Prix.
Oh, no.
For England, but I did get asked to go there and ride.
And is that bigger out there?
I think it's getting quite big, but
it's not going to be like going out to the Saudi leagues or anything else like that.
Be in America, really.
You're not going to be able to retire on it, are you?
No, definitely not.
No, you never earn money out of it.
Don't we all know that?
Yeah.
Right, so for one final time, just tell us about the British Grand Prix, when it is, where it is, and how people can get involved.
Right, 29th, 30th of July. It's at Gusta's Course MX in Salisbury. Like I say, they can buy tickets at tickettailor.com. They can go on our social media, which is Waterleyville Motorcycle Club, or they can purchase tickets on the gate.
Thank you very much, Brett, Brad, and Rhino sitting in the corner, keeping his mouth shut. That's the best thing he's done all day, to be honest. Thank you very much for coming in, guys. Really do appreciate that.